USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Democratic gubernatorial nominee Terry McAuliffe has canceled a campaign event in Virginia Beach on Monday, one day before Election Day. Mr. McAuliffe was scheduled to hold a rally in Hampton Roads, but now will head to a different location. The McAuliffe campaign did not say why the event was canceled or where the candidate will be heading instead. President Biden on Monday warned that climate is an existential threat to human existence as we know it at the United Nations COP26 conference, then apologized for former President Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord.
I guess I shouldn't apologize, but I do apologize for the fact the United States in the last administration pulled out of the Paris Accords and put us sort of behind the eight ball a little bit.
Speaking from Glasgow, Scotland, Biden called for a decade of transformative action to preserve the planet, saying that the science is clear. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has COVID-19.
White House Press Secretary, 42-year-old Jen Psaki, said Sunday that she has come down with COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. Psaki said she was last in contact with President Biden on Tuesday. The president tested negative on Saturday, according to the White House. Jen Psaki has been fully vaccinated. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is declining to wade into a case involving transgender rights and leaving in place a lower court decision against a Catholic hospital that wouldn't allow a transgender man to have a hysterectomy there. Three conservative justices, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch, said they would have heard the case. Mercy San Juan Medical Center near Sacramento declined to allow the procedure to be performed at its facility, saying that it was an elective sterilization that violated the hospital's ethical and religious obligations. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Vaccine mandates for children could be problematic.
Last week, the Food and Drug Administration approved the COVID-19 vaccine for the least affected age group in America, ages 5 to 11. Congressman Dr. Greg Murphy, the Republican from North Carolina on Newsmax, says mandating vaccines is problematic.
I have since day one been an advocate of people being vaccinated. I studied the science. I got vaccinated. Even more importantly, I had my family get vaccinated, who I care for much more than myself. I believe that this is a safe and effective medication. However, what has happened in this country as far as we've moved forward, we've made decisions that are normally and historically made between doctors and patients, now between governments and citizens in the mandates. The fact now that the FDA has moved to the 5 to 11 vaccine approval, in my opinion, it is a little bit problematic.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At a press conference Monday afternoon, Senator Joe Manchin called on the House to stop playing political games and to move ahead with a floor vote on the Senate-passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Since August, progressives in the House have held the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage in an attempt to compel votes for the reconciliation bill. These progressives have warned that they will not vote for the moderate preferred infrastructure bill without passage of a budget that progressives find acceptable. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.